Yesterday, Longpa teach about the six door: eye, ear, nose, tongue, the body sensation, and the mind. And Longpa said, the best is that you can see what happened in your mind. If you cannot see what happening in your mind, you can also see your body. If you can see that now you might get angry, that will be good. And if you cannot see that your mind is getting angry, if you cannot see it, you can observe the body, like the body start shaking, like your face start getting red. If you can see your mind directly, it is better. But if you cannot see your mind directly, you can observe your body. Master Swat told Longpa that if you can observe the mind, you should observe the mind. But if you cannot observe your mind, you come back to observe the body. And if you cannot observe both mind and body, now it's time to do Samatha. The first time Longpa went to see Long Pu Dun for the first time, Long Pu Dun told him to observe his mind. At that time, Long Pu asked Long Pa whether, do you understand? Long Pa said yes, because he feel very peaceful and he feel very delightful and he is very happy. He was happy that Long Pu talked to him, because when the first time when he went to see Long Pu Dun, he asked Long Pu that, I would like to practice Dhamma. Long Pu did not say anything for half an hour, and Long Pu closed his eye. Long Pu worried that Long Pu might fall to sleep, and Long Pu did not say a word at all for half an hour. After Long Pu opened his eye and talked to Long Pu that, to practice is not difficult. It's difficult for the people who not practice. You already read a lot of books, so now it's time to read your mind. Do you understand? Longpa said yes. And Longpa said, okay, good. If you understand, now you can go back home to practice. So Longpa went to the train station and take the train back to Bangkok. He started to worry, oh my god, where is the mind? How can he observe the mind? How can he see the mind? He know nothing, but he told Long Pu that he understand. So he got scared. So how could he observe the mind? So he start observing the breathing and do samadhi, breathing in and breathing out, and try to find the mind. So he conclude that the mind should be within this body. So he should observe things within the body. So he think he should observe the mind within this body. The mind should be within here, it's not outside. So remember, if you don't know what to do, you can do Samatha. When your mind got peaceful, the answer will come. Sometimes when you practice and your mind are very busy too much, for example, when you work, like Longpa, in the past, he worked very hard and very stressful. So after an hour of work, he normally walk out to go to the restroom to take a break. So when he moved his body, like when he sit and then he tried to start to walk, so which part of the body move first when you get out of the chair? You move your hand, or you move, or you, which part of the body that you move when you try to get off the chair? So actually the hand, the arm start moving first. So the core of the practice is, if you cannot observe the mind, you observe the body. So after an hour of hard work, he walked to the restroom and he see the body walking to the restroom. So after get into the restroom and he finished his business, he feel happy, and now he can observe the mind, that now the mind is happy. So now he can observe the mind on the way back from the restroom to his chair, to his desk. So the key point of the practice is that if you can observe the mind, you observe the mind. If you cannot observe the mind, you observe the body. And if you cannot observe either the mind or the body, you come back and do samatha. And the insight meditation or vipassana meditation is the core of the practice, because we can get rid of the defilement and to be pure because of insight meditation or the wisdom practice. So we have to know why we don't have wisdom. We don't have wisdom because we have the wrong view. We have the wrong view because we have the wrong thinking. We have the wrong thinking because we have the wrong perception. We have the wrong view and we don't see things. We don't see the truth. The point to practice is that we can see the truth and we realize what the truth. The truth is that this body and mind is not yourself. And if you can see that there is no self in the body and mind, you will see the right thing. And then after, you can get rid of the attachment in the body and mind. That's the end of the practice. The point is that you have to teach your mind until the mind can see the truth. Normally, we see that this body and mind is good. We see this body and mind is a good property, and we see it as ourselves. But this is wrong. We see that this body and mind, this body is pretty, this body is beautiful, this body is good, but actually this body is not. The body is dirty. The body is like a leather bag containing so many dirty things inside, and there are nine big holes. The Buddha said this body is like a big leather bag. There are nine big holes and there are a lot of small holes, and there are the things that came out from this hole is not is dirty. For example, like your clothes is clean in the beginning, but when you wear the clothes, the clothes get dirty. It's because of a perception that this body is pretty, this body is good, this is the wrong view. And we also have the wrong view that this body and this mind is permanent, but actually the body and mind is not permanent, it's temporary. We normally think and feel that this mind when we was young and this mind at this point, at this moment, are the same, it's the same mind. But actually the mind is arise and fall all the time. We have the wrong view that the mind is permanent. Anyone here think that we will die today? Nobody think that we will die today. We think that we will not die. We never think that we will die. We see the things that impermanent as permanent things. We see the thing that suffer as a good thing. Like this body is suffering property. If you breathing out all the time, you feel suffering. If you breathe out and not breathe in, your body suffer. And if you breathe in and not breathe out, the body is suffer. So, because you correct the suffering, because when you breathe out, the body suffer, then you breathe in. And then when you breathe in for a while, you have to breathe out to get rid of the suffering. We think that this body is good, this body bring you happiness. But this is also the wrong view. When you was young, you think this body is good, this body is healthy. But when you're getting old, you get sick. This remind you that this body is not good. This body is suffering poverty. The body show you the truth that the body itself is suffering poverty. If you observe it right, you can see that the body is suffering poverty. Why you have to move? Why? Because the body is suffer. You move all the time because the body is suffer, so you have to move. So we got the wrong view that the body is good. And we also have the wrong view that this body is yourself. So for example, you feel that this body is your body. The hair is your hair. When you touch the hair, you can see, you feel that this is your hair. But actually, the hair never tell you that it is your. The body never tell you that this body is your. You just borrow the body from the world. You just borrow this body from the world. The body is just the four element. It is because the karma that you have this body. At one point, you have to give the body back to the world. You have to give the body back to the earth. When you die, your body got cremation. The body never complain. And the body get back to the earth. And the body never got complain. So actually this body is not yourself. You just borrow the body from the earth. Like the home that you buy, it's just temporary. It's not your home. You may stay in the home for a while, but when you die, your home is not your home anymore. Your home belongs to someone else. you may have a husband or wife, but when you die, you are not belong to them anymore. So everything in this world, if you see, is not yours. Nothing is yours. Everything is just temporary. One day you have to give it back to the world. Like the home, if you buy a home, it's not your home forever. One day you have to give it to other people. So same to the body and mind. The body and mind is not yourself forever. Can you tell your mind to be happy? Be happy, be happy. Are you happy? When you're suffering, when you are unhappy, can you tell your mind not to be unhappy? Can you tell your mind not to get suffer? You think that your mind is yourself. You think that you can control your mind, but actually it's not. Your mind is like the cat. You cannot command or you cannot order your mind. Who would say that this body is yourself? Or do you think this body is belong to you? There are two different degrees. If you think the body is yourself is one thing, and some people can feel that this body is not yourself, but this is your body. We have the wrong perception that this body and mind is pretty, is clean, it's permanent, it happy, and it is belong to you. This all thinking is wrong. So in order to get the right view, you have to practice to see the truth about your body and mind. You see it as it is. So you see the truth within the body and mind. You see that, for example, about the feeling, you can see that the happiness is not the real happiness, because the happiness is a suffering property too, because the happiness not last forever. They are not true happiness. The happiness that you feel is like just like the feeling of suffering that is less suffer. Actually, when you observe the feeling, you can see that there is a feeling of suffering all the time. The feeling of unhappiness is just more or less unhappiness. The body and mind is just suffering property because it was suppressed all the time. The body, the feeling, the mind, when you observe it, is show you the impermanent property all the time. The Dharma itself, you can see that all kind of phenomena is not yourself. When you practice in the Four Foundation of Mindfulness, you will get the right view. When you observe this body, you can see that this body is not good. This body is not pretty. This body is suffering property. And you see that this body is just belong to the world. You just follow the world. And it's not yourself. And when you observe the feeling, you can see that all kind of the feeling is suppressed so that it not last forever. The feeling is just temporary. So when you practice, you can practice in the body and mind. and you can see in the three characteristics of the body and mind. You can see the impermanence of the body. If you like to see the body, you just practice seeing the body, and the mind will see the truth for the body. We should not put any intention to see whether it's impermanent or suffering or not self. The mind will choose the view to see itself. When you see the body moving, you can see that the body is moving by itself. It's like a robot that's moving. And you can see that this mind is full of the elements. The elements coming in and out all the time. There is element moving in and out of your body all the time. If it stops moving, the body will die. Or you can see that this body is full of suffering property because the body has to move all the time. So when you sit for a long time, you start getting pain. You have to move. You have to get out and walk. When you walk for a long time, you have to sit down because the body gets in pain and it's suffering property. You can see the mind the same way. The mind is also impermanent and not self. When you observe something happen in the mind, you can observe the feeling that happening. Sometimes you see the mind is happy, sometimes the mind is unhappy. When you practice, there is no limit. Whether you have to see only one property, you can see all three characteristics in the body and mind. Sometimes you see that the feeling is impermanent. Sometimes you see that the feeling is got suppressed so that it have to change. This is suffering property of the feeling. Or sometimes you see that the feeling or your mind is not yourself. So you can see either anicchang, tukkhang, or anatta in the body and mind. Both body and mind is not under your control. So when you observe your mind, you can observe all three property, three characteristics in the mind. So when you observe the mind, you can observe either the property of the mind or the feeling. So anything, so you can observe anything that within yourself, within your body and mind, you just see and see in the view of three characteristics in the body and mind. The three characteristics is anicchang, which is impermanent, and tukkhang is suffering property, and anatta is not self, is not under your control. And when you observe the body and mind, and when you feel that this body is dirty things, dirty property, this is not inside meditation, but it helps you to let go of the body. You have to see the body and the mind in the three characteristic property in order to be wise. So if you you like to see the body, you see the body. If you like to observe the mind, you observe the mind. You observe the body and the mind in the three characteristics. Or you can see that the mind is changing all the time. This is impermanent. When you see that the mind changing all the time and you see it often enough, one day your mind will be wise and have the right understanding that the mind is not yourself. So to practice vipassana, practice, you have to practice in the body and mind and see the body and mind that is impermanent, suffering, property and not self. So try to see it as an impermanent suffering and not self. In summary, you just practice by seeing the truth in the body and mind. You see the truth in the body and mind more often, and one day your mind will be wise and be pure.